As we've just been talking about, it was a great night for urban stargazing last night. Meteorologist Joe Rao, who writes the Skywatch column for the Sunday New York Times, joins us now from his home in Putnam Valley, New York. And good of you to be with us here on Talk of the Nation.
Neil, always a pleasure.
Last night you were down in Levittown on Long Island. Not a place you'd normally go for stargazing.
No, actually, Levittown was where I used to live. I moved up here to the relatively rural confines of Putnam Valley to actually see the stars, because I couldn't see them all that well anymore from Levittown, which is in Nassau County, Long Island, a stone's throw to the east of New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in Levittown, my wife and my two kids and I. We were visiting some friends when the power went out, old neighbors of ours, and we were there until late last night. And believe it or not, even though I was in Levittown for 15 years and never saw it, last night, for a short while before the moon came over the horizon, I was actually able to see a portion of the Milky Way from my old haunts out in Nassau County.
And that's probably something you haven't seen there since you were a little kid.
Well, I wasn't in Levittown when I was a little kid, but I can tell you that not too far away from Levittown at Jones Beach, back in the 1960s and 70s, they used to have regular star parties at West End Beach Number 2. Folks used to go down there, telescopes were set up, and from that part of the greater New York area, on a good clear night, you could see quite a bit, including the Milky Way. But over the last, 15 to 20 years, with the rapid increase of light pollution, that is not the case anymore. And I moved away from Levittown primarily because from where I used to live, I could only see six of the seven stars in the Big Dipper.
Levittown, almost synonymous with suburbia in post-World War II America. I wonder, were other neighbors in Levittown, or former neighbors of yours, I guess, but neighbors of your friends, were they crowding out to see this unusual display of lights in the sky?
It was kind of like a block party without lights. Our friends and neighbors from around the area, from around the local area, were just outside, pretty much sitting on their porch, looking around, looking up, talking with each other. The kids, I think, got more of a kick just running around with flashlights and playing a game, which my two kids told me later on was improvised, called Manhunt. So, I mean, I tried to get them interested, and a few of them were interested, gave a little impromptu sky interpretation session, showed a few constellations. We waited until Mars came over the horizon, pointed that out, but generally speaking, a lot of people just sitting around cursing the darkness.
Now, Mars is a spectacular sight right now, as our last caller and emailer both said.
It is something that you cannot miss. It's now currently ranking as the fourth brightest object in the sky, next to the Sun, Moon, and planet Venus. You can't miss it. If you go outside any night in the coming days and weeks and look toward the southeast portion of the sky about 10 or 11 o'clock, you'll see this brilliant, very, very brilliant star-like object shining with a steady glow. We call it the red planet. In fact, last night it looked mercurochrome red to me, but that was only because I was looking at it through a layer of haze and schmutz near the horizon. But when you get it high up above the horizon, it looks like a topaz or yellowish-orange color, and it is very, very bright, very distinct. And as that lady who just called a few moments ago mentioned, in 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks, on August the 27th, it'll be closer to the Earth than it has been in nearly 60,000 years.
Schmutz, that's the scientific word for humidity?
No, it's the scientific word for filthy air, which the greater New York area, unfortunately, has quite a bit of.
Let's get a caller on the line. Christina's with us from Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Hi.
Hi.
I was out last night with the camera photographing stars, and was interested in it particularly because there was a lot less light pollution last night.
So a great opportunity for you.
Yes. And
have you had a chance to, do you think you got any great shots?
Well, I got, was able to bring up some of the less visible stars by repeating exposures, but my camera doesn't allow me to hold the lens open for a very long exposure, so I had to do multiple exposures to get anything.
Is it a digital camera?
Yes.
So you've had a chance to look at what you shot last night.
Mm-hmm.
How'd they turn out?
They were reasonably good. I had it set on what's called ASA 1600, but it's the digital equivalent, and when you start doing multiple shots, the the noise starts really becoming a big problem too. So,
well, Christina, thanks very much, and I hope hope you get good luck taking shots. Appreciate the phone call.
All right.
Joe Rayo, we just have a couple of seconds left, but she certainly took advantage of the opportunity.
Well, one of the things I was cursing last night was the fact that we were so close to full moon. The moon came up just after 9:30 local time last evening, and once it came over the horizon, it was like a 2,000-watt spotlight in the sky. I might point out that last time New York had a major power outage in July of 1977, there wasn't any moon. And as a result of that, I had the time of my life watching the sky, a country-type sky.
Joe Rayo, thanks very much. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Noyce Foundation, dedicated to improving math and science instruction from kindergarten through grade 12, and supporting NPR's Science Friday, sciencefriday.com. From the National Science Foundation, America's investment in the future. From the Gruber Family Foundation, for support of NPR's international coverage, and from the Melville Charitable Trust, supporting efforts to find and fight the causes of homelessness, on the web at melvilletrust.org. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
Listening is great, but what Americans really love to do is talk. And thanks to Talk of the Nation, you can do both. I'm Neil Conan. Join me for insightful conversations with the day's newsmakers, the sharpest analysts, and your friends, your neighbors, your family, and your coworkers. It's Talk of the Nation from NPR News.